Hello, welcome back to the practice of living awareness and our third meditation for this lovely week, heart, mind. Lovely, there's that word, love. If someone is loving toward you or you're being loving toward yourself, what qualities are present? I'm sure a lot of words we've used in these meditations thus far would come to mind, like openness, tenderness, gentleness, caring, softness, receptivity. We might even consider smiles and hugs, warmth. This week, we've pondered these word pairings, heart, mind, living awareness. Now we've got loving kindness. It's nice to isolate the first words of those three groups. Heart, living, loving. Such a beautiful connection between these three simple yet profound words. Heart, living, loving. And we can do the same for the second words in this triplicity. Mind, awareness, kindness. It's almost got a different take. There's wisdom behind kindness. Nearly every spiritual tradition offers this notion as its foundation, to treat others the way that you may be treated, to do unto others as they may do unto you. And at the core of that is a recognition that we are a common humanity, that we have way more in common than not, beyond our biology. We all have a longing to love and to be loved. We all dislike pain and discontent. We all wish for peace and happiness. These are part of the human condition. And so as we work to support or cultivate these qualities in our relationships with others, naturally we cultivate that within ourselves. And so this practice of loving kindness does just that. Tried and true for well over 2,000 years. This meditation typically uses 4 stanzas and offers the words of these stanzas to ourselves, to others, to the world at large. Typically here at Spirit Fire, we use the phrases, may you know loving kindness, may you be well, may you know peace and ease, and may you be happy. Today we're going to go at it a little differently. If you'd like a more traditional loving kindness meditation, I invite you to just do a quick search for heart-mind. The bottom of our blog, and day 3 is the day we usually offer a loving kindness meditation. I believe the 2 other meditations available for this day in previous rounds offer those specific stanzas in a very rhythmic and beautiful way. Today we're going to use more of our imagination. We're going to use our mind a bit more rather than our ears. Begin by finding a comfortable position, one that's kind to your body, kind to yourself. Allowing the body to be at ease. Sensing the cushion or chair, the floor beneath you, and resting down into that support. Aware, awake, present for this time in meditation. And with each breath arriving here in this moment, allowing the breath to find its natural rhythm as breath comes in and gently breath moves out. Tuning in to offering the body your attention. Receiving your experience of the body into a field of gentle awareness, of kindliness. And including your feeling nature, the emotional body. What's there to be noticed, sometimes referred to as our emotional weather? What weather patterns are moving through your emotional body? And being present with those qualities, with tenderness and care. And including the thoughts that are arising as part of your being, allowing it all to be held and bathed in loving kindness. No matter what's here, no matter what's present. And if this is difficult for you, if generating a bit of kindness towards yourself falls flat or seems difficult, you could imagine the way you'd respond to your pet or a loved one. If they were having your experience right now, you'd probably be kind and tender and open. And taking a deep breath, sensing into your ground, your alignment. Opening your awareness and inviting in someone that you like a lot, someone that you care for, someone that's quite easy and delightful to be around. Welcoming them into your field of awareness, recognizing all of the aspects of their being, their physical body, their emotions and mind, their breathing in and out just like you. And similarly, they enjoy loving and being loved. They dislike pain and discomfort, dissatisfaction. They strive for good health and peace, happiness. There's a sense of connectedness, of kinship, of kindness between you. Just allowing that sense of being with each other in your heart space, in a light sort of way. And in your own time, inviting somebody who's quite neutral to you into the field of your awareness. Perhaps the first person to pop up, this could be the checkout person at your grocery store, could be a coworker that you just see but never really talk to. Perhaps a person flashes into your mind that you passed on the street. Just inviting that person into your mind space as another living, breathing human being with a heartbeat. And recognizing that that person has hopes and dreams and fears, regrets, a desire to be loved and to love. They strive towards well-being and wish for peace and happiness. And they move about the world just like you. And so in your mind space, having a sense of being with this person, of connecting to them, maybe just in physical presence, imagining them sitting beside you peacefully. And offering them a bit of connection, recognition, kindliness. And allowing this person to fade from your imagination. Just taking a deep breath, being gentle and caring toward yourself, perhaps moving a little bit if that feels good. Settling and once again, opening your field of awareness and inviting someone in that you might have a bit of difficulty with. Nothing too severe, perhaps. This is someone who's done something to irritate you, or some sort of transgression has created a wall between you and them in your mind and in your heart. Perhaps seeing if, in our imagination, we can soften that barrier just a bit. Imagining that this is a person in many ways who's more similar to you than different, even though you find their behavior or actions a bit challenging. They tend to move away from things that are harmful and towards things that feel good. They have a heartbeat, and they are moving through the complexities of this world, just like yourself, seeing if in some way you can find a bit of common ground to simply coexist. Doesn't mean you need to like this person or forgive their trespasses. Perhaps it's as simple as breathing with this person. Seeing if we might allow the storylines in our mind about this person to simply pass on by just for this moment. Inhabiting the same space of your imagination without judgment or pushing away. simply coexisting. And maybe you can feel a bit of kindness towards them. Maybe not, and that's fine. Simply bringing them into your mind space, in the proximity of your heart space, has positive effects. And certainly that's enough. Coming to center once more and taking a deep breath, opening up the mind space and in your imagination, bringing all of you together, you, your loved one, this random neutral person, and this person you've got a bit of difficulty with. Imagine you're all sitting together quietly, content to be in this moment just as it is, gently breathing. Moving away from storylines, in the heart space, feeling connection. No one in this group likes to be disliked. No one here likes to suffer. Everyone in this group wants happiness and good health. Imagine in this moment all of you have the capacity to feel into the quality of loving kindness. Allowing thoughts and emotions to be fluid, to come and go. Just leaning into this sense of care. The sense of kindness. As you gently breathe. If it's comfortable for you, imagining putting your hand on the shoulder of each person who's joined your mind space today and sending them on their way until it's just you and your imagination, becoming present with your body breathing and moment-to-moment presence and awareness. Perhaps you might offer yourself a smile for your time in the heart space, cultivating this quality of loving kindness, connection, and care. You might even place your hand on your heart. We'll end this meditation with a single bell. Thanks for your practice.